The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, President Catherine Connolly is today meeting the Council of State at Oras on Uachtaráin. It's the first meeting of the Council since President Connolly took office last November. They're going to discuss the constitutionality of the International Protection Bill, which was passed by the Oireachtas last week. Joining us for more on this is Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Pat, just start by giving us the background to why the President convened her Council of State.
Hi, Shane. Yeah, there are some powers, as your listeners will know, the president doesn't have an awful lot of political powers, as it were, but she does have some, and some of them, including the right to refer a bill or the power to refer a bill to the Supreme Court, are only, I'll get onto that in a sec, but they are only exercisable after she has consulted with the Council of State. Now, it doesn't mean that she has to do what the Council of State wants, and there's no real provision for taking a vote or for the Council to take a position. It's merely an advisory body that she must listen to before making her decision. So what's the decision? It's under Article 26 of the Constitution. The President can, before she signs a bill into law, so bill gets passed by the Oireachtas and it becomes law when the president signs it. But if she wishes to, and if she believes there are grounds, she can refer that bill before she signs it to the Supreme Court, which examines it to see if it is compatible with the Constitution. If it is, if the Supreme Court decides that it is compatible with the Constitution, then that law can never be challenged again. If it decides that it is not compatible with the Constitution, then it falls and the Oireachtas and the government must go back to square one.
Is it a power that a president uses often or not?
It's not, no. It happens rarely enough. Michael D. Higgins, in the 14 years that he was president, only referred one bill to the Supreme Court to test its constitutionality. He convened his Council of State on four occasions to discuss the possible referral of a bill, and but he only went ahead and actually referred one bill. And there is a view, it is amongst legal scholars, certainly, and others, that if you refer a bill under 26 and it and the Supreme Court gives it the okay, then, as I said earlier, it's immune from any further challenge. And there is a view that actually, if there is a question about the constitutionality of a bill, that you're better off allowing it to become law so that its constitutionality can then be challenged on a concrete set of circumstances, if you know what I mean. So that the law has been applied and people can see real life examples that can be argued before the court on constitutional rights that are infringed, rather than doing it on a purely theoretical basis.
The Council of State, who are they?
Oh, how long is this item now? This might take some time.
It's a big council.
It's a big council. So briefly speaking, there's kind of three sets of people on it. There's current office holders who are on it because they're in the office. So that includes Taoiseach and Tánaiste, Ciarán Cóirla of the Dáil, Cathaoirleach of the Seanad, the Attorney General, and the three heads of the country's highest courts. That's the Chief Justice, President of the Court of Appeal, and the President of the High Court. And then there's former office holders. That's the second group. So there's, if you're a former Chief Justice, there's three of those, you get to attend. And if you're a former Taoiseach, you get to attend. So Bertie Hearn will be there, Brian Cowan, Enda Kenny, Leo Varadkar, and former presidents. So there's three of those, Mary Robinson McAleese and Michael D. Higgins. And then there's a separate group, and they are seven nominees of the current president. And she recently announced those. So those seven people will be there as well.
Okay. Of course, political geeks like myself and yourself we won't remember, but we will be aware that 50, I think it's 50 years ago this year, later this year, that a president referring a bill to the Supreme Court actually prompted a really negative reaction from a minister at the time, called the president a tunnelling disgrace, and resulted in that president resigning. Is there? I'm not suggesting anyone in government is going to say anything similar, but is there any irritation behind the scenes in government at this move by the president?
I mean, there may well be, Shane. I haven't really picked it up. I think there isn't a great deal of surprise, frankly, that that this has happened. Remember, she's just consulting with the Council of State now. She hasn't made a decision whether to refer that to the Supreme Court yet. She has to make that decision, as I understand it, by Wednesday evening. And there is also a view, I suppose, in and around government that this bill is going to be challenged at some stage. It's either going to be referred to the referred to the Supreme Court by the president, or it will be challenged in the ordinary course of its operations by somebody who maintains that their constitutional rights are violated. And I suppose if you were thinking from that point of view, you might be better off you might be better off getting it out of the way now.
Yeah, I suppose. Just very final question. She's in the job for a few months at this stage, going up to probably about 6 months at this stage. What is the feeling in government about how she has handled herself in office? It's been relatively uncontentious, hasn't it?
Well, there haven't been any major flashpoints between the government and the president. There was, I thought, a very sharp statement after president issued some comments on international affairs, and there was a statement from the government. Now, previously, government would always been very reluctant to comment on anything that the president had said, certainly during the period of Michael D. Higgins was there. But the government issued a statement saying, you know, that they noted the president's comments, but that they reminded everybody that responsibility for the conduct of the foreign policy of the state is vested in the government, not the president. And that, I think, was very much seen around here, and I'm talking to you from Leinster House, as a shot across the bows of the president. My own gut is that we will see, if not conflict between the president and the government, we will certainly see differences between them over the course of her 7 years.
Okay. All right. Thank you indeed for that explainer. Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.